Today marks the three-year anniversary of U.S. Army soldier Bo Bergdahl's capture in Afghanistan. It is a story that resonates with Tom Crosby, for it was he who was held captive for over 3 years by the Japanese during World War II. Today, we remember POWs, both past and present, on this edition of The American Countryside.
Before I started working as a soil scientist.
Before I became a systems engineer.
Before I got started in aerospace.
I was a kid making discoveries.
I did my first lab experiment.
I found out science is cool.
In 4-H.
In 4-H.
In 4-H.
You never know when a spark will ignite the imagination and open up a world of possibilities for a young person. That's why 4-H has taken on the commitment of fostering 1 million new scientists and engineers for America's future workforce. With the help of companies and universities around the country, 4-H is growing the next generation of great thinkers.
1 million new scientists.
1 million new ideas.
Learn more and see how you can help at 4-H.org.
Americans remember December 7, 1941, for the attack at Pearl Harbor. Tom Crosby recalls another invasion that day.
When Pearl Harbor was bombed, the Philippines was also attacked. Same day, our family of five, my mother, grandmother, my aunt, my brother, and I were living in Manila.
He and his family were held as prisoners of war by the Japanese for over 3 years. Although it's been over 65 years since he was a POW, Crosby and other POWs from all decades meet in San Diego every Thursday. He says they may have been held captive in differing decades, but their stories share many commonalities.
We all have the same common denominator, and that was either you were starving or didn't have the right foods.
For the men and women of the POW chapter here in San Diego, June 30th is a somber day. It marks the three-year anniversary of the capture of U.S. Army soldier Bo Bergdahl in Afghanistan.
They want prisoners in Guantanamo to trade for him, just like in my story when we were held hostages as a hostage by the Japanese. Well, the commandant and his men, they wanted to trade us for their release and their escort out to their front lines.
This chapter and many others wear bracelets with Bergdahl's name, a reminder of the American POW now entering his third year held captive.
That poor guy over there, and can imagine what he goes through on a daily basis for the last 3 years. And it's a shame.
Crosby continues to share his story with many groups and in turn raising awareness of POWs today. Traveling the countryside in San Diego, California, I'm Andrew McCray.